The Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be pod smacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Welcome to episode number 126 of the Rob Carson Show podcast. Hello. So, I was off for about a week, and I'll tell you why. I was on WLS in Chicago and KMRX in St. Louis, and I shared samples of those shows on my official podcast, now available at iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google+, SoundCloud, Audio Boom. Oh, yeah, YouTube. I got my my URL for YouTube at Rob Carson Show. All right, we finally were able to change the URL. And it's available there. So on the days that you just post that I just post the audio podcast, you'll see my my iTunes banner, okay, with my face, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast there. And then on the days that I do live video podcasting from my home studio, you can watch the video. So you get a little bit of both. Anyway, glad to have you here, guys. Want to thank our sponsors so much for being here. Want to thank Grass Monsters KC for being a part of the show. Andrew Cook at Grass Monsters KC has been so wonderful to us, and the products that they sell at his store are amazing. The Dixie Chopper, the Hustler line of mowers, Hustler made in Kansas, Dixie Chopper made in Indiana, American made, zero turning radius for commercial or residential use, and they're amazing. You won't need to buy another lawnmower. You won't, and you'll actually enjoy. Just go to grassmonsterskc.com, grassmonsterskc.com. They're at 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown, Missouri. Also, Dr. Alex Nelson, thank you for being a sponsor of this radio program. He's a chiropractor. Have you ever had decompression therapy done on your back or your neck? Have you ever done that? Yeah, I was watching an episode of The Simpsons last night. Homer threw out his lower back. And now I guess I'm Homer Simpson because I've had that happen. And there's no fixing it at home. I've been to doctors. They haven't been able to do anything. And then I went to chiropractic and boom, taken care of. Decompression for herniated lower back discs available. Electrical stimulation. Adjustments for your back. $30 for veterans and veterans family. Okay, they can take care of aches and pains and maintenance. They take care of athletes and police and other first responders. Just go to fountainoflifecairo.com, fountainoflifecairo.com. They're at 8335 North Congress Avenue in Kansas City. 816-741-4711. 816-741-4711. Dr. Alex Nelson, so good to have you as a part of the radio program. Let's talk a little bit. Well, I'll start with something a little bit silly about the state of Nevada. Check it with you guys. It's a bag of weed.
Gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick. But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
Oh!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only nut that you'll ever need. Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Alright, so we are on the slippery slope to every country in the union, or every country in the union, every state in the union, having pot legalized or at least decriminalized, and it should be decriminalized in every state. In every municipality, it should be decriminalized, alright? Legalization, leave it up to the states, but I just have a feeling, unless you're dealing with some really conservative states, most states are going to be, they're going to allow pot smoking. Or edibles. Well, Nevada dispensaries running out of pot, guys. They're licensed to sell recreational marijuana. They're running out less than a week that it came to the market. On Friday, taxation officials announced that Governor Brian Sandoval has endorsed the department's statement of emergency, allowing state officials to consider adopting an emergency marijuana regulation that could alleviate the shortage. Wow, a pot emergency. The next day, the governor didn't even remember what he said. Just no clue. The Nevada Tax Coalition Commission will vote on the legislation on Thursday based on reports of adult-use marijuana sales already far exceeding the industry's expectations at the state's 47 licensed retail marijuana stores and the reality that many stores are running out of inventory. This is going to completely change gambling because people aren't just going to want to go sit at a blackjack table or a poker table for the free drinks. They're gonna say keep the tacos coming, just keep the tacos coming. You know, I think maybe they'll change it to all you can eat chips and salsa at all the gaming tables. That's something like it's going to happen. So it's coming, guys. It's coming. And by the way, I read a story the other day. This might have been in the AP. No, it was in the Atlantic. It's summer and Washington smells like weed everywhere all the time. Now, I lived in D.C. for about 12 years, north of D.C. Maybe it would waft north to Germantown where I lived. But anyway, now more than 2 years after the district legalized marijuana possession, seems that everywhere you go in the nation's capital, you catch a whiff of weed. And it's often places where you least expect it, near the FBI headquarters, all right? in Walmart. It's all over the place, apparently. You can have a small amount. By the way, there is a website called LeafedIn. LeafedIn. It pinpoints consumers and vendors on city maps. Shows, it looks like D.C. is buried under cannabis icons. They've just gone a little bit nuts. And if any municipality needs to be high, it's Washington, D.C. All right? It needs to be Washington, D.C. But it's coming. It's coming. I'm not a pot smoker. Would I consider an edible? Yeah. Hell yeah. Why not? You know, I mean, I what's the difference? You have a couple of glasses of wine at night? You have a couple of glasses of wine at night? What about just an edible? Just something that has a little THC in it. Probably be better for you. I don't know. But I'm, I guess, around 7 or 8 hours from a drive from Colorado. I could probably drive some, but I don't know if I will or not. And you can't bring it back across, so whatever. CNN apparently has nosedived in the ratings, and this because the rigmarole between the Trump administration, Donald Trump, the WWE meme that featured Vince McMahon's face covered with the CNN logo and Donald Trump body slamming it. Their ratings have just dropped. Now, however, Morning Joe with Mika Brzezinski has gone through the ceiling. CNN dropped to 13th place in the overall cable ratings competition, according to TV Newser. Fox dominating with 1.8 million viewers, while MSNBC trailed 1.34. CNN, 711,000 viewers. That's not a lot in primetime for a national company. Now, here are the networks that are winning. HGTV, yay. TLC, ESPN, USA, FX, History Channel, Discovery Channel. They all beat CNN. They all beat CNN. So they're not doing too well. The fake news network, I guess, is not doing very well. By the way, we do have a new logo tee and apparel on the apparel site that I have with my buddy Sam Cangelosi. It is teepublic.com. And just look for conservatees at teepublic.com. It's T-E-E public. We're also on Teespring, T-E-E Spring as well. Both under conservatees. And the fake news network looks like the CNN logo, but it has an FNN. We got a couple other fun ones up there. Trump 2020, which is infuriating. We've got, Russia, featuring Jan Brady. There's new story, I guess, that's kind of blown up in the news that Donald Trump's son met with a Russian attorney. The Russian attorney apparently had some dirt on the Hillary campaign. Turns out, not so much. I don't know. But let CNN run with it. They can. Now, we've got a bunch of things to get to as the show progresses. I am going to get into some politics with regard to the atmosphere in the country, with regard to the left versus the right. There's some things that need to be said about it. Because I think we're in a serious situation. And it starts with friends defriending you for saying political things on Facebook. I've been there. I've got friends who I know that I don't hear from them anymore. And I try not to do just a political show. We're going to get into a little bit of that. Bill Maher says it's not coming from the left. It's coming from the right. Maxine Waters kind of went off the rails this weekend again. A few things there. And then we're going to get into non-political stuff as well that I think you will enjoy. Including a story about Fixer Upper on HGTV, one of their homes. Drunk driver drove into it in Waco, and Chip and Joanne are kind of being blamed for it. We'll explain. Coming up here. Draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., which I think, of course, we can all agree on, right? Looks like the Trump administration is keeping its promise with the Office of Veterans Affairs. Now, we know that the VA has been messed up. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of veterans have died waiting for treatment. Okay. That we knew. A few years ago, the Congress heard about this from constituents. It was a giant story. It blew up. And Congress threw together some legislation that meant absolutely nothing, did nothing at all, did not fire people who had done a bad job. It was just meant for a photo op. And that's really sickening. Really, really sickening. Well, now things are finally being done. New report says that 500 employees have been fired at the agency. 200 have been suspended. Statistics released by the Department of Veterans Affairs, David Shulkin, says those disciplined include 22 senior leaders, 70 nurses, 14 police officers, 25 physicians. In August, a veteran killed himself in the parking lot of a hospital, a VA hospital in Long Island, after being turned away for the help he was seeking. Just went back to his car and shot himself. According to another report in February, veterans seeking help on a crisis hotline, suicide hotline, sent to voicemail for lack of resources. The calls were never returned. It is time to fix it, guys. This is what bureaucracy does. This is what bureaucracy does. Maxine Waters appeared on MSNBC this weekend, said that America is being played by Donald Trump.
I think we're getting played. We're getting played by our president, and certainly we're getting played by Putin. I don't like the idea that our president, again, would go into a room without any note takers, without any staff, without others who should be in the room who really understand foreign policy and who really understand Putin and come.
This is about the G20 summit, by the way.
Out of it, you know, saying how honored he is, you know, to meet with him and how, in fact, they're going to start working together. This is all about lifting those sanctions. And of course,
there it goes. She puts on the tinfoil hat.
Putin was in the room. Because that's at the top of his agenda, to lift those sanctions so that they can drill into the Arctic. So you have Trump, who's agreeing to lifting the sanctions, and Tillerson.
And by the way, this kind of contradicts what happened in Poland, where Donald Trump unleashed American energy in the form of natural gas for Poland. Poland had been exclusively getting their natural gas from Russia. Donald Trump says, nah, we're going to begin delivering shipments from the USA, where we have an abundance of energy, which does anything but help out Russia.
With the foreign minister of Russia, of course, who is supporting whatever Mr. Putin wants to do and whatever his country wants. And so that's what this is all about.
Okay. So who's being played? I mean, who's being played here? Maxine Waters. I mean, she's really off the rails. All right, here she is. This is in front of a meeting. It was an Essence conference. I guess there's a magazine, Essence, and it's exclusively for African Americans, and that's cool, fine, but she was really unhinged there as well.
It's time to mow and time to see.
Jeff Sessions is a racist. He's a throwback. We know his record. We know the statements that he's made. As a matter of fact, being led by the
term.
This policy is being led by the President of the United States. First of all, he literally hates Obama, and he wants to undo everything that Obama has ever accomplished. He wants to undo his legacy. Jeff Sessions is a racist. He's a throwback.
Now, when do we use the word racist, folks? When we're losing an argument.
We know his record. We know the statements that he's made. As a matter of fact, he said the NAACP and ACLU are communists, and he really did like the KKK until he learned that they smoke pot.
Wow. So she's saying that Jeff Sessions really liked the KKK until he found out that they smoked weed. Who's being played here? Let's think about it. Who is really being played? If you are reacting in this hysterical manner, who's being played? I think she's being played, and I think to some degree maybe Donald Trump is treating her like a little cat toy. You know, that's just my thought on it. That's just my thought about it. Now, there's been a lot of debate, and I saw a study. Capitol Hill police have investigated more threats against lawmakers in the first half of 2017 than all of 2016. Last week, Paul Irving, the sergeant at arms for the House of Representatives, sent a letter to the Federal Election Commission citing the recent shooting in Alexandria. By the way, it was done by a Bernie Sanders supporter who targeted Republicans for assassination. And thank God, he's a terrible shot. Apparently, there are 950 threatening communication messages aimed at members of Congress. Okay. That is a surprisingly larger number, more than last year. And I contend it's coming from the left in the country. It's fairly obvious it's coming from the left. The left would send out leftist-backed organizations would go to Trump rallies while he was campaigning and incite violence. We saw the day of the inauguration in Washington, D.C., buildings damaged, limousine torched, horrible mess left, leftist organizations, BLM, leftist movement, Occupy, leftist movement, destructive. We just saw the G20, leftist rioting that left Hamburg in ashes, many parts of it. This always happens with the left. But of course, people like Bill Maher, and I think he's a pretty smart guy, still don't see it.
According to the right-wing spin machine, the greatest threat to America now is that liberals are violent. Can you show a little bit of this ad? This played in the Georgia election. I must say, this was not bought by the Republican Party down there, but a sympathetic arm of the Republican Party. And this shows where they're at.
Well, they stopped us. Us have lost. I guess it's over.
Right. Well, see, that's what they do. But this idea, this is not just this one, Ed. I could read, I have so many quotes here, I'm not going to read them all. Sean Hannity, Jim Pierre, all the people on the right.
The NRA who are
The NRA, Ed, who are saying things like, liberal hatred towards President Trump and Republicans have reached a fever pitch, and now it is becoming violent. Wait, I thought we were snowflake.
No, no, you have been violent for a very long time. The Nazis were socialists. they were. The Nazis were socialists. Fascists are socialists. They are left-leaning. The Antifa, which is a fascist movement, is a left-leaning socialist movement. Anti-capitalist, the whole deal. Then Bill Maher went on a couple days later, said that now July 4th is over, maybe the Republican murder, health care bill will get done. The Republican murder bill. So he's calling... After saying that the violence comes from the right in the country, he says this about the Republican health care bill. Hillary Clinton says it's the Republican Party is the party of death. I mean, this should be fairly clear to everybody. Here's Neil Cavuto just talking about some of the attacks coming from the left in this country.
There is a big difference, my friend, between speaking your mind and quite another proving you don't have one. Entertainers proving they're twisted is no excuse for real leaders proving they're worse. Top Democrat Tim Kaine calling for a fight in the streets against President Trump. Hillary Clinton vowing to lead the resistance against, you guessed it, President Trump. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee calling for his impeachment, voting against anything President Trump wants in the meantime, all the time. All okay. The left bemoaning the burning cauldrons of violence they fear coming from the right, ignoring all that real violence that has been coming from the left, from them, not from others, from themselves. Not a few cases, lots of cases. Not too few to care, too many to mention. Yet the media seems to only fear a silly pro-wrestling tweet from the president right now, oblivious to the very real act of violence that still has Congressman Steve Scalise in a hospital.
And it didn't take any time for the rhetoric from the left to turn back to being violent. Very, very terse, to say the least. Senator Jeff Flake's office, Tucson, Thursday. Two men were arrested for trespassing. One of them, Mark Pritchard, allegedly made a reference to the Alexandria shooting in a conversation with Flake's staff. Apparently, Pritchard said, you know how liberals are going to solve the Republican problem? The staffer said, no. Mr. Pritchard said, they're going to have to get better aim. That last guy tried, but he needed better aim. We will get better aim. Okay? Deputy Cody Gress, spokesman for the Pima County Sheriff's Department, said Mark Pritchard and this cohort of his, Patrick Deal, were arrested on charges of third-degree criminal trespass. And the other guy, Gress, is facing a misdemeanor charge of threats and intimidation. And there's a lot of this going on. in May, Representative Martha McSally, in Tucson School District. An employee said that she'd wring her neck and shoot her in the face. Also in May, Representative David Kustoff was allegedly followed by a woman who eventually got out of her car, banged on his car while screaming and cursing. Last month, Claudia Tenney received an email threat which made reference to the Alexandria shooting. The subject of the email was one down, 216 to go. All right. That's where it's coming from. I mean, it's I think, fairly obvious. When you, if you've ever been to a conservative rally, you've ever been to a pro-life rally, you've ever been to a pro-family rally in Washington, D.C., these are like right-wing rallies. They usually end up making the place look better. They leave it better than when they came. Just the way it is. Okay, let's move on. Who are the best tippers? Men and Republicans. Men and Republicans. A new survey finds men Republicans and residents of the Northeast are the best tippers. Women tip a median of 16%. Democrats and Southerners leave 15%, according to a new survey of 1,000 American adults by Princeton Survey Research Associates. It's compared with a median 20% of men and Republicans and Northeasterners, as I just said. About a fifth of restaurant goers admitted to stiffing the waitstaff at least occasionally. Well, when service is awful. Federal minimum wage for tipped employees is $2.13 an hour, which is ridiculous. Such workers rely on the collective whim of their customers for the remainder of the savings. Many restaurants are beginning to get rid of tipping. And in most other countries in the world, tipping is not a big deal. Everybody needs to be tipped, right? I mean, everybody in the country needs to be tipped now. Your barista needs to be tipped. By the way, the people who are most usually stiffed, according to the survey, are baristas and house cleaners, housekeepers. Well, I would assume like they mean in hotels, right? And generally, I don't leave a lot for a tip at the hotel. Generally, I keep a jar there with my change. It might be a few dollars, whatever. And it's when I'm there, wherever for a trip, I just leave it there and I get a bowl full of change. And it might end up being $5 or $10. And that's what they get. That's all they're going to get. It's your job to clean the hotel room. You're not being paid $2.17 to clean the hotel rooms. And it's what you're supposed to do for a living. You know, as far as baristas, yeah, I usually drop a buck. I drop a buck in there, you know. And it's funny because you got to make it visible. They've got to see you put the money in there. All right. Otherwise, it's worthless. If you put a dollar in that cup, I expect that coffee to be perfect every time. But you got to see. And literally, I will, if it's not seen, I take it back. And then I wait until they actually see it. So anyway. But that's what they're saying. Republicans and people in the Northeast and men are most likely people who would tip. Oh, did you hear about this? Dear Lord, Green Day doing a performance in Spain over the weekend. There's a 42-year-old acrobat named Pedro, and he was suspended 100 feet in the air in a large transparent cage, was dancing to Prince's Purple Rain. His harness snapped, and he plunged to the ground. A lot of people saw it. Some caught it on video. I couldn't watch the video. I'm not into that morbid stuff, dear Lord, watching somebody die. Apparently, they had no idea that somebody had died. They tweeted a quote, "We just got off stage at the Mad Cool Festival to disturbing news. Very brave artist named Pedro lost his life tonight in a tragic accident." And basically, they were just told it was a security issue. Billy Joe Armstrong says, "We had known prior to our performance, we most likely wouldn't have played at all. We are not heartless people." So. Let's talk about Chip and Joanna. I guess they're in a little bit of hot water. You know, Chip and Joanna Gaines, who I think will be the first billionaire reality TV stars. Chip and Joanna have got a line of products that they're selling all over the place. Ace Hardware sells her line of paints. I don't know. Anyway, Chip and Joanna Gaines, I love the show. Fixer Upper. Property renovated by Fixer Upper was destroyed early Saturday when a drunk driver smashed through the front and ended up in one of the rooms. Ken and Kelly Downs, the owners of the property in Waco, had been left to pick up the pieces after the motorist plowed through their home at 1:30 in the morning. Now, this show, the house was featured in 2016, February 2016. The house was nicknamed the Three Little Pigs. They always have that. So if you watch the network like I do, you know what it is. Now, their company's called Magnolia Realty. And apparently after this happened, the people who bought the house for $35,000, yes, $35,000, with a rehab budget of $215,000, okay? Rehab budget of $215,000 on a property that costs $35,000, okay, wait for it. They say it's like the Wild West here. There's been a lot of commotion coming from the bars and the store across the street. It's been a problem from the beginning. We've lived here a year and a half. We feel deceived by the city of Waco and Magnolia Realty. You bought the house for $35,000. What did you expect from the neighborhood? They're blaming Chip and Joanna for it. No, you get the choice of three houses, and I would assume you might do a little research about where the house is. You might even look across the street and see if there's a rundown bar there. I want to look at school districts. I'm just saying. The driver, Alan Wayne Miller, was found in the car, and his passenger was in there as well. The fire department, they were able to keep them in their possession until the police arrived. So firefighters did that, but I'm a big defender of Chip and Joanna. I love their show. And I got no problem with them. And, you know, do your research. I would love to have a home redone by Chip and Joanna. Think about that. You got a lot of trust to just turn over a $215,000 budget to two people who are on TV to fix up your $35,000 house. And they do. They just turn it over to them. And without any you saying, my wife, you can't choose the door pulls in the kitchen or the backsplash. They do the whole deal. And I would turn it over to them. Hell yes. Canadian landlord was fined $12,000 for wearing shoes in a Muslim tenant's home. $12,000. Here's what happened. This guy, John Alibi, he's 51. And they had a Egyptian-born couple living in the apartment for a couple months, and they decided they're going to leave. So the landlord says, we need to show the home. Apparently, he failed to take his shoes off in the bedroom where the couple prayed while he was showing the home potential renters. They went to the Human Rights Division of the Canadian government and got $12,000 from the landlord for not taking off the shoes in his property. Wow. This is a story I saw that's just typical of the country in many ways right now. Kid's 18 years old. He's working at Great American Cookies in the mall. Police officer standing there. The kid decided to, even though he's making, probably minimum wage, I'm sure, buy the officer a cookie, all right, or a brownie. Apparently, the guy right behind the officer had a real problem with that.
An 18-year-old Zach Randolph was working at a Katie cookie shop. A police officer placed an order, and the teenager said, I'd like to pay for your dessert. How is that a problem? Well, the person in line behind the officer apparently didn't like it, and the teen ended up suspended. But the story does not end there.
He was told that, you're probably going to get fired, right?
Fired? For what? 18-year-old Zach Randolph was working here Sunday at Katie Mills Mall at Great American Cookies. A police officer who also works in the mall stopped by for a cheesecake brownie. The teen asked the officer, may I buy it for you?
He's a really nice guy, and on top of that, he has a badge. That's enough for me to buy him something. And it's the least I can do.
So Randolph paid the $2.75 for the brownie with his own money.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't even use the employee discount. Full price.
The teen says the man and woman in line behind the officer then asked for a free dessert, too. The couple began making such a fuss, Randolph went to a back room.
Now, this is where it's typical of many people in the country. Well, where's mine? You did it for them. Well, where's mine? That sounds like a toddler. Okay, but not only, the worst thing about this, these are two adults who don't recognize a kid buying a brownie for a police officer because of what the officer does for a living, but to say, where's ours, and then use racism as an excuse.
Put his daughter down, and came around to the side, was about to come back and come at me. And thankfully, my assistant manager, my coworker, stopped him.
So what started as a kid doing something nice for a cop ended up with the teen written up and suspended for a week. Tammy Randolph says she couldn't believe her son was in trouble for doing a good deed, so she posted the story on Facebook, and the support started rolling in.
It's very
heartfelt. It's very touching.
The 18-year-old says he has great respect for officers and would do it again.
A lot of people I know, especially my age, don't support police officers. I don't think it's fair.
Okay, now here's the problem. And the news story from the TV station there did not mention that the customer started verbally attacking this kid, calling him a racist, threatening to beat him up. His wife threatened to go back and slap him. These are adults. Middle-aged man sat down with his daughter, tried to come behind the counter and attack him. Thankfully, a coworker defused the situation. The guy screamed, "I will get you fired." What a spoiled, entitled a-hole. Honestly. Hasbro's getting rid of gender for the toys. Well, I guess Barbie and Ken have always been kind of gender neutral. I mean, if you look at their areas down there, there's nothing there. I guess Barbie has breasts. Unlike Mattel and Lego, Hasbro hasn't caved to modern sensibilities, according to this story, by separating its business units by gender. Suddenly, the third largest toy and board game company, whose brands include Star Wars, My Little Pony, and G.I. Joe, considers gender a very dirty word. Hasbro reported its revenue by type of brand rather than by boys, girls, games, preschool categories. Now the CEO, Brian Goldner, says that gender doesn't exist. "We look at our brands more inclusively than ever. In fact, we've eliminated the old delineation of gender. And if you think about a brand, be it My Little Pony, where 30% of our global TV audience is boys, or Star Wars, where we are launching all-female animated series, Forces of Destiny, and with Lucas and Disney, you're seeing people who want to be engaged in these stories." Okay. So they're going to launch an all-female Star Wars. I don't know why that was necessary. There are female heroes in Star Wars. As far as My Little Pony, My Little Pony was created and marketed for a reason. They did testing in front of focus groups, and it showed that little girls really like My Little Ponies. And I could see maybe some toddler boys liking My Little Ponies. I know that there are adult men called bronies that are into it, and they're just kind of sick. They're just a little bit messed up. But as far as most companies, and I've used this example, Lego, a few years ago, decided that they wanted to appeal to girls. So they came up with a line of Lego building block sets, and they featured cafes, hairstyling salons, things like that. And everybody was outraged. Why can't girls be construction workers? Because girls aren't very often in real life, first of all. And second of all, girls weren't interested in that, right? As far as getting rid of gender, you know, I don't know. I'm just about gendered out, to be quite honest. Just about gendered out. The whole, elimination of gender thing. I got a couple stories here real quick. Corey Doty, who identifies as a non-binary trans person, wants Canadian authorities to issue non-gendered birth certificates, a non-gendered birth certificate for her eight-month-old child. A parent who identifies as a non-binary trans person is demanding their baby is given their first gender-unknown birth certificate. Corey, who has a mustache and claims to be neither male or female, has been fighting to keep baby's gender off government records. Doty, who prefers to be referred to as they rather than he or she, which means you have multiple personalities, says that they're rating their baby named Searle in such a way that until they have a sense of self and command of vocabulary to tell me who they are, I'm recognizing them as a baby. All right? Giving them lots of love and support to be the most whole person they can be outside of the restrictions that come with the boy box or the girl box. Okay, this is a person who's mentally ill. You've got, in Washington, D.C., you can get a gender-neutral driver's license. In Oregon, you can get a third option X on your driver's license. But you legitimately are not male or female. In Washington, D.C., you can get gender-neutral. You are an X. You are a non-binary person. You are neither male or female. That makes you either insane or a space alien. And I'm not going to give in on that. If you don't know your gender, if you can't look at the chromosomes that you've been accompanied with, if you don't know that the genitalia you have been given is for reproductive purposes and not just peeing, if you don't know that, and you don't know that a pee-pee is for boys and a girl, a nina is what girls have, like I taught my children, you're mentally ill or you're a space alien. That's just what I got to say about it. Just what I got to say. I'm tired of boys being ashamed to be boys and being forced to play, because the opposite is happening now. And they want boys to play with dolls and they want girls to play with guns. And it's not going to happen because they're not interested in it. And that's just the way most of us are. That's just, and sorry, most of us are that way. Oh, by the way, Bill Maher, I'm going to defend him on this one. Earlier we talked about how he's, you know, says the right is inciting violence, which is absurd on the face of it. He's apparently made a racially charged joke, and I'm going to defend him on it. He said in a tweet in response to growing tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, says this North Korea thing is getting tense. I mean, I think it is. I'm on vacation. The ladies at my nail salon are freaking out. That's what I know. So basically, he was assuming that women who run nail salons are Korean. Now, lived in the Northeast for a while, and I will tell you, a lot of nail salons are owned by Koreans or Vietnamese. It's just the way it is. I don't know why. I'm not sure exactly why it happens, but it does. There are a lot of Indian people who own convenience stores. It is, you know, so what? There are a lot of white people who are coal miners. So what? I'm so tired of people being offended. I'm just so tired of being offended. I was on Facebook and I commented about a woman who adopted a 15-year-old boy solely to have sex with him. To me, this was an affront of the one of the most sacred things in my life, which is adoption. I'm an adopted kid. And, to adopt a kid is you are letting that kid wholly trust you to raise them. Many of them come from abused backgrounds, and this is the opportunity finally for them to have a childhood. And then this woman adopts this kid and sends him messages and basically makes it seem like, to the kid, if you stop having sex with me, you're going back in foster care. Sickening. In a Facebook post, I called her a witch. I called this awful person a witch. And someone I know, who I guess is a self-described Wiccan, was offended by it. I just was like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. It's okay to be offended. That's why the First Amendment exists, so people can offend. And if you offend, you don't go to jail. You know? Final story, food related, coming up in a second. I sit in front of the computer a good share of the day, and when I was at KCMO Talk Radio, the way I was sitting in the chair versus the screen was causing me just agony with my neck. And I was experiencing pain in my shoulder, pain in my neck, pain in my arm, numbness in my fingertips. And I went and I got a chiropractic adjustment, and it fixed it. Dr. Alex Nelson can do this for you. You may just need an adjustment. Does your neck make noise when you turn your head? Probably time to see a chiropractor. Maybe have them do a little decompression for herniated low back discs or an adjustment for your neck. Go to Alex Nelson, Dr. Alex Nelson. Here's his website, fountainoflifechiro.com, fountainoflifechiro.com, if you want to call. 816-741-4711, 816-741-4711. Also, Grass Monsters KC again. Man, it is hot. Okay, it is hot around the country. You don't want to be pushing a darn mower. A push mower is awful. I have a Dixie Chopper Silver Eagle, and I actually mow my neighbor's lawn just because I enjoy doing it so much. Dixie Chopper is an amazing mower built in Indiana. The Z2 is the residential mower. It's incredible. The Excalibur, big old industrial mower. Black Hawk, light commercial mower. The Classic is an industrial mower. All beautifully made. All will last you forever. Also made in Kansas, the Hustler mower. Black and gold signature colors, the Raptor. The Raptor Limited. Fast Track. All of these with terrific warranties. And you will never regret. You will never regret. And great financing on both of them as well. Again, grassmonsterskc.com. 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown, Missouri. All right, final story is a food-related story. This is a thing that I could see working in McDonald's. McDonald's always tries to be innovative in this country, but Americans just want the same stuff a lot of the times. And they have to take baby steps in America, right? We're going to add bacon to a burger. Woo! Okay, crazy, crazy, crazy. Here's one I don't know. This could be really, really awesome. It's being tested in areas around the country. I think Eastern Kentucky, a few other, everywhere, but you're not. You know, that's the way it was when I, they never test the great stuff near me. They are going to do bacon cheese fries. Now, McDonald's French fries are a gift from God. McDonald's French fries are a gift from God. I worry when you mess with McDonald's French fries, but they're doing bacon cheese fries. We'll see if it works. This could be a little bit too much for the American public. I personally like my McDonald's fries hot right out of the fryer, and that's all I want. And I never, ever, ever get tired of them. Never do. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. It is a blessing and a gift to be here. Some great things are happening. Just got to the URL for my YouTube page changed to Rob Carson Show, okay? Also on iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, a variety of different places. On Facebook at Rob Carson Show. On Twitter at just Rob Carson. Just remember that if you can. On Facebook at Rob Carson Show. On Twitter at Rob Carson. Hopefully very soon a full-time radio gig. Please keep my family in your prayers if you would, and I will do the same for you. In the meantime, take care. We'll see you for episode number 127 real soon.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.